Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
What's funny? What makes you smile and laugh? A man walks into a bar. Ouch. You were expecting something else? I've chuckled at the bulletin notice sometimes seen on church notice boards. Don't let worry kill you. Let the church help. No doubt we've heard what might be called Bible humour, that epistles are the wives of the apostles, or about the first cricket match in the Bible. Peter stood before the 11 and was bold. See Acts chapter 2. Or there are jokes. Have you heard the one about the pastor who went and played golf on Sunday morning, having told his congregation he was too ill to lead the service? Well, in a place where he wouldn't be recognised, he teed off at the first hole, and a gust of wind carried the ball all the way to the green and landed in the hole. A 500-yard hole-in-one. An angel looked at God and asked, "Why did you do that?" And God smiled and replied, "Who's he going to tell?" What do you find funny? Humour is about the unexpected, the surprise, the aha, and we all like to laugh. However, we don't like to be the object of laughter, unless we are with people who care for us, who might rib us, help us not to take something, ourselves, too seriously, and we can do the same to them. We've no doubt heard that laughter can be the best medicine. But it can be a tricky thing working out humour because we know it can easily be a put-down, a betrayal, promote stereotypes, be unkind, be excluding. Then humour is used to hurt. We know it when we hear it or see it, and it can be hard to challenge. There is no record of Jesus laughing, but that his words were unexpected, surprising, aha-making, means, for me, that Jesus smiled and laughed, and so did the people around him at times. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. Or, straining out a gnat and swallowing a camel. Or, the play with the name Peter and rock. And I am personally drawn to the attraction we feel children had with Jesus. Because in the Gospels, there is this sense that Jesus enjoyed people's company. And he certainly ate with many, akin to a wedding banquet his disciples would fast later when he was not with them. I imagine Jesus to be ironic, memorable, confronting, at times bursting bubbles, smiling, animated, and also having a twinkle in his eye, because in all his communication and action, he had his hearers best in mind. One of the blessings of God is that he will fill our mouth with laughter. Job chapter 8, verse 21, the first part. In Ecclesiastes, we read that there is a time to weep and a time to laugh. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 4, the first part. With Jesus, we can smile and laugh because he is with us, and that means life has a purpose, a meaning, and that it is ultimately good. And there are lots to smile about. Laughter, humour, smiles are very much part of healthy communities, families, congregations, work groups, sports teams, and more. May our laughter lift people up, cheer them up, rather than pulling people down, and offer a surprise at something in the world. And the best surprise? The most unexpected aha we can ever have is that God loves us in Christ, as evidenced in Jesus' death and resurrection, which has to be the best unexpected thing ever. Can I call it the best joke ever played on sin, death, and the devil, where we get to smile and laugh and live? Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, may the goodness of your world and the joy of our salvation give us such a life that our laughter always lifts us and others to the delight of living in your world. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.